Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, see how fast it moves, 8:16, quickly to Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. How you doing, Walt?
Fantastic, Tommy. It's great to be with you. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. How are you and the fam, and how is Christmas and all of that stuff getting ready for a big New Year's Eve?
Absolutely fantastic. You know, I've got a new two-month-old daughter. I've got 9 and 7-year-old daughters. So it was a magical Christmas for us. We're really blessed and
it was.
Excited about the new year.
I bet Grandpa had a good time.
He sure did. He got to spend time with all 9 of his grandkids. So he was pretty happy, and we all were. It was a wonderful Christmas. We're blessed.
That's awesome. Let's talk about some accomplishments of New Orleans & Company and the city throughout, and the region really throughout the year, Walt.
Yeah, it was a challenging year that started off in such a dark and a horrific way with the attacks on January 1 and the loss of life that we still mourn. But the community really rallied and pushed through and had some really great wins. You know, I mean, not only did we welcome, almost 18 million people to town. We'll see what those numbers really are as the months unfold and we get that data in. But had some really strong opportunities to elevate the brand of the city. We know Super Bowl was incredible, but we're also really excited about things that our team worked really hard to make happen, which was bringing Michelin here for the first time ever, and of course getting the Creative Cities designation with UNESCO. The reestablishment of the Amtrak line between New Orleans and Mobile. So many great things that happened. Despite some of the challenges out there, it was a really strong year and a lot of effort by a lot of people across the community to make those things happen. And we're really proud of that for our city, for our region, for the state.
Take me inside, Walt, because what you're saying sounds great and the accomplishments are great. But I just want to know, you know, and the only time I'm in the building over there is once a year in Mardi Gras. I guess we're going back this year. I don't know. Tell me about day-to-day, what it is that you guys, what the day looks like over there for Kelly and all the talented individuals that work there. I just bring her up because her name pops to mind. But if there are some other people you wanted to recognize, please feel free to do so.
Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, the reality is every day is a little different for us, and the team does a lot of work. Kelly Schultz, who you know runs our communications team, handles the PR. They welcome thousands of journalists to town this year, particularly because of the Super Bowl, but also about 1,100 journalists that we invited in, showed around, and encouraged to write stories about our community to get the word out about how special, remarkable, and unique New Orleans is to encourage visitation. The sales team on both the leisure side and the convention side directly sold about 2 million hotel rooms into the future. That's about $400 million in revenue. Direct sales, that's contracts and booking of visitors to our city. And those people, of course, go out to restaurants, venues. They use transportation companies and and other companies throughout the community to do various things for meetings, conferences, and conventions. So it's ultimately billions and billions of dollars into the economy, and that's just this year alone in direct bookings. And then, of course, that's led by Stephanie Turner on the convention sales side and Kim Priez on the tourism sales side. And then we've got a really talented team led by Jeremy Cooker that is our marketing side that does promotion of the city of New Orleans. They handle social media. They place ads all over the country, and they really drive the brand of our city out there so that we can attract visitors year-round and keep the economy moving. And then Alice Glenn and Kevin Ferguson really focus on running operations and then external affairs and community affairs that service our members, but also try to make this a better place to live, work, and play, as well as visit. And, you know, that's just a couple of things that the team does on a day-to-day basis to try to improve our community and bring economic impact and create job opportunities for the people who live here.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. One thing I think that you guys do an exceptional job of is constantly recreating something that's been around for, what, 300 years now? And it's hard to do that, but you guys find a way to do it, and we'll talk about that process as well. We're talking to Walt Leger, our friend, president, CEO of New Orleans & Company. Huge year for tourism for New Orleans. We're talking about some of the top 10 accomplishments and about what's ahead for 2026. We'll continue the conversation when we return. 821, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Let's look at traffic with Joe Cardosi. 825 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Nothing just happens. I don't care if it's setting up chairs at a meeting or a PTA meeting or bringing donuts or whatever. There's a lot of effort behind anything major that happens, especially when it comes to promoting the city and the area. And that's why we're talking to Walt Leger, president, CEO of New Orleans & Company. Walt, how do you go about keeping the city fresh? Because you got to reinvent it, right? You can't pitch the same old thing over and over and over. And I wanted to pick your brain about that because it can't be easy.
Things that's challenging, and you've really kind of hit upon this, is we've been here, this city's been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the fact is the brand is very, very strong. People either very intimately know what New Orleans is and what it's about, or they think they know what New Orleans is and what it's about. And it's very difficult to change that opinion because pop culture and movies and music and so many things have colored that brand and that reputation. And we're known very much as a party destination, right? Celebrated for the French Quarter and for having a blowout good time. And oftentimes for our team, we're actually kind of having to work there's a little bit of tension between that brand and what we're trying to do when it comes to bringing in conventions, conferences, meetings, and professional corporate events. And, first you've got to win the business through being able to sell highly competent, highly skilled, highly professional people to deliver on that meeting, that event, that conference, that convention. And then we can kind of splash in the fun, the culture, the joy, the creativity that New Orleans is known for, and that helps to attract attendees for those events. But if you can't get past that first part, then that can be a little challenging. And that's certainly something that I commend our sales team on doing, which is threading the needle between embracing the authentic, joy that New Orleans is all about, but also being able to package excellence. And it's why we say we're built to host. It's not just about having the right facilities, but it's about having the right professionals who are really at the top of their game and who have become experts at delivering on those promises, because these events are business for these organizations. They have to succeed, and we need to be good partners in helping them succeed.
So many different facets to this, and you just made me think of, okay, great, we got the culture, we got this, we got that, we got the reputation, we got the party, we got everything. But when you get right down to it, this is the event that you want to have. We have to prove to you that we have the people to pull it off, not only, or to make it happen, not only flawlessly, not only in an exemplary manner, but better than perhaps the people in a different city can, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, look, let's think about national auto dealers alone. This is one of our oldest customers. They've been coming here for about 40 years or more. We've calculated they've had roughly a $500 million impact on our economy over that time. They come every 4 to 5 years. They were here this January, a couple of weeks before Super Bowl, a few weeks removed from a terrible terrorist attack, and in the middle of a record-breaking snowstorm. And we all know auto dealers. These are great customers. These are high net worth individuals. They have high expectations for people to deliver on the promises that are made, and they have an organization that reflects that same level of desire to have the best of the best for their members. I'm really proud that we delivered a great event for them despite all those challenges, because we want them back in 4 or 5 years. And that's the kind of work that, as you said, doesn't just happen. It has to be executed by excellent people.
Well, congratulations on everything. What are you most excited about looking ahead to 2026, Walt?
Once again, just welcoming people to our amazing city. I don't know if there's one thing that sticks out for me, but continuing to try to elevate the brand of our city, not just as a great place to visit, but as a great place to live, work, and invest as well. And implementation of this 2035 vision plan that we've worked on with a variety of partners is something I'm really excited to dig into.
Thank you, Walt. A pleasure as always. Happy New Year to you and the old man. Tell him I said hey.
I will. Happy New Year, Tommy. You bet. Thank you for everything.
You bet. Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. We're going to go to Ireland when we come back and talk to Dara. I don't have his last name in front of me right here. Dara, somebody who has he's got something to do, Dara Leader, who has an NFL camp, I guess it is, a clinic where he teaches Irish people to kick the NFL football. It's going to be interesting and fun, so stay tuned for that. Right now, speaking of interesting and fun, it's Ian Ozan with WWL First News. This is going to be fun, 844, 16 till 9, December 30th, chilly morning. And we go live and direct to Dublin, where we're joined by Dara Leader, who is Charlie Smith's kicking coach. How you doing, Dara?
How's it going? I'm doing very well. How are you?
I am well, sir. Tell me, I don't even know where to start with this. Tell me the story of Leader Kicking, what it is and how it came to be.
Yeah, so we're a company out of Ireland. My brother and I, Ty, we both try to make a transition to the NFL. We're both having been professional rugby players, and during that transition, we realized that a lot of teams said liked our ability, but they were like, oh, you've no footage from college and stuff. And so then we realized we wanted to try and help other players who were trying to do a similar thing that we did to get into college, so they have that footage so they can eventually make it to the NFL. And since we started it, we have 17 guys in college football and 2 guys in the NFL right now.
One thing, and I used to kick the football in high school differently, straight on. It was old school and everything else, and I'm not trying to go back to the glory days or anything else like that. But I do know a little bit about it, and the only reason I mention that is, what is it that gives Charlie such tremendous power? Where does the power come from, the velocity?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Whatever it is, however you want to say it.
Yeah. Sorry, that's what we also realized. There's a sport in Ireland called Gaelic football, and basically every guy in the team has to be able to, 15 guys in the team, and every guy has to be able to hit the ball off the ground over the bar from like 40, 50 yards. It's a given for most Irish guys. So lads are naturally very good at it, and it's usually the guy that has the biggest kick gets to do it during the games when they get frees. So that's what Charlie did for his team. He took the frees and being a goalkeeper, long kickouts, and the ball is a wet leather ball over here in Ireland, so it's usually a little bit heavier than football. So we like to think if Irish lads can hit 60 yards with a wet leather ball, they can hit 65, 70 with a nice ball over in America and the nice weather and sunshine and stuff. So that's kind of where it all comes from, is the Gaelic football background that he has.
Charlie made a 57-yarder, which would have been good from 70, I think, at least. What have you seen him accomplish? What is he capable of?
Yeah, Charlie's amazing. He's the most locked-in guy we've ever dealt with. It makes sense why he's gone straight to the NFL, but he is definitely capable of hitting. He hit a 72-yarder over in the States during training with us a few times, so he's definitely able to bang that and maybe even a yard or two extra on that field goal he took. So I feel like the sky's the limit, and hopefully he'll get an NFL record someday. That's our goal for him, and that's what he wants to do.
So is it about leg strength? Is it about, do you play golf or not?
A little bit of golf. We like to think we're a bit of a golf academy over here, but yeah, a little bit.
So is it kind of similar in terms of, I don't know if you want to call it leg whip or velocity or sweet spot, or can you make some comparisons between kicking a football and swinging a golf club for people that have never kicked a football, but they know about swinging a golf club?
Yeah, so again, it's just about being smooth and then also being fast. So it's trying to find the sweet spot of both of those and then obviously connecting with the right part of your foot. So if you hit the ball on the top of the club, it's going to be a bad kick. Or if you hit it low down the club, it's going to be a bad golf shot. So it's about hitting off that knuckle, that kind of bony part on your foot, hitting at the right spot and getting your foot the right angle. So it's like the right combination of quad and groin, and then that's how you get the most power. And that's what Charlie just is naturally very good at from the get a football sport, and he's able to translate it really well to kicking an American football. So that's kind of where he gets that kind of power from. And then he's just done this thousands upon thousands of times in Gaelic and now thousands of times in American football. So he's getting very, very proficient at it, thankfully.
Tell me about the differences between Irish football and rugby.
They're completely different sports in every way. They're not. So Gaelic football is more like soccer, but you can pick the ball up. So every couple of steps, you either have to kick the ball off your foot back into your hands or bounce it on the ground like a basketball. Mm-hmm. And then it's actually the reason why we're also very good is that it's the only other sport in the world where you kick a ball off the ground with no tee over a bar. It's Gaelic football and American football. So that's why it's another kind of heads up or leg up the Irish guys have to be good at that. So it's a lot different to rugby. Rugby, we say, the big thing, like the main difference in American football and rugby is you run forwards, you pass backwards, you're not allowed to throw it forward. So that's kind of that similarity. And then football, Gaelic football is like soccer, but you can kind of pick the ball up and you have to either bounce it like a basketball or so, which is to kick it off your foot back into your hands every four steps.
So what about you? What about you? What kind of kicker are you?
I myself was a professional rugby player, and then I was actually part of the same program that Charlie transferred across the NFL International Player Pathway. But unfortunately, the week before the NFL Combine, I tore my quad off the bone. Uh-oh. I was able to do at that event, I was actually Charlie's holder. So all I was able to do that day was hold for Charlie. But I was a professional rugby player, and I tried to transfer to American football as a punter. When Coach Rizzi came down to meet us all in Florida where we were training, I got to meet him and be part of all that. And is it a very cool experience for us all?
Tore the quad off the bone?
Yeah.
Ouch.
It was not a good day. We actually had John Harbaugh down watching us. And Charlie was kicking as well. So there was five Irish lads trying to transfer to the NFL as part of that program. So John Harbaugh and Rizzi came down to see us, and we're just taking a few field goals, warming up, and I don't know how, I just ripped it off the bone taking a field goal, but these things happen. Charlie impressed that day, so from that day, that's when the Saints started to like Charlie.
So tell me about the international player program and how you got a guy like Charlie. What did he do? He was a professional rugby player, or did he have, or a professional Irish football player, or did he have another career, or what was he doing?
Yeah, so Charlie was just finishing up his university degree.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Gaelic football player. It's kind of like college football, though.
Gaelic football.
They sell out massive stadiums in Ireland, but they don't get paid. It's completely off your own back, and they act fully professional, but zero money. So that's what he was doing, and he's playing at the highest level in that. And then we actually, my brother and I, were holding these camps to try and find guys for this international player pathway called Ireland's Kicking King, we called it. And funnily, the day the event Charlie was meant to come to, he actually turned up an hour late because he went to the wrong field in the wrong location on the wrong side of Dublin, an hour away. So when he eventually made it to the field, he just went, any warm-ups, he just put the ball down. We had like a training session beforehand, so he just came right at the end when the competition was starting. And that's when he just started. From the very first kick, you just see him strike the ball, and he was exceptional from day one. Like, he had a pure contact. It was like someone coming up to the driving range, having never done a golf drive, and then just hitting like a 250 or 300 yarder easy on like day one. So that's kind of what he pulled out of the bag.
Just the natural.
Yeah. No, as natural as they come, as you can see. And then it's all just about refining that, the American football way of doing things, the three steps back, two to the left, getting the timing right and all that. But that was obviously a bit of a duck to water to that as well. So, no, he's doing great. And he's doing everyone in Ireland proud right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how big of a deal is he in Ireland and Dublin, et cetera?
Yeah, so he's obviously getting massive. Like, after every game now, you'd listen to the radio, the main radio station in Ireland in the morning, and there'd be could always do an update on how Charlie done the night before. So obviously, he's the first NFL player in a long time, or like basically ever born, raised, and trained in Ireland, and then made the NFL. So he's becoming a huge star. And even just yesterday, we had a camp with the biggest ever kicking camp in Europe, with 110 guys turn out to try American football kicking for the first time. And obviously, that's mainly in the back of Charlie doing so well. The sport is growing here, and he's helping us do that as well.
In Dublin on Sundays, do people watch American football a lot? I don't know if it's available for broadcast or not.
It is, yeah. So it's obviously the games, just the time difference. The early games start at 6 p.m. The late games start like at 9 or sometimes 12. So it's a late night a lot of the times. But no, it's definitely grown. Like, massively, they had the first NFL game here a couple months back, the Steelers against the Vikings, and college football, the first game of every college football season starts in Ireland as well for the last kind of couple of years. So it's definitely growing. And on the back, kind of what we're doing as well, getting lads to the NFL and then in college football, a lot more people are interested. So it's one of the faster growing sports in Ireland, I would say, right now.
So when you look at Charlie and analyze what he's doing, he missed the 34-yarder. Not everybody's going to make everything. Is there anything you would tell him to get a little bit more consistent? Is it as simple as backing off a little bit on the power on the shorter kicks, or you still got to get it up in the air? Take me through that process, if you would.
Yeah, so it's all about kicking's a very much a mental battle, because he is very good, and most guys can score. So at that level, you'd expect to score pretty much every kick. And sometimes the bigger, the worst mistake you make is, it's like the margins you're playing with are tiny. So if it goes in half an inch or less than a quarter of an inch off the wrong spot of your foot, it can go awry. But the big thing is, if something like that does happen, it's not to throw everything out the window. Trust your process. Don't become like outcome orientated. Just make sure you do your steps correct. Make sure you do your breathing correct. And then just focus on getting clean contact and not being so outcome orientated. And that's just the main thing Charlie works on, is just staying full process orientated, and that's what kind of helps him get over those misses. If you do miss, you get back on the horse by just locking in your process, and then the outcome will sort itself out.
How bright is his future? What is his limit? I don't know if it's a function of strengthening leg. I don't know if you do squats. I don't know if you run. I don't know if you stretch. tell me what his tell me about that process.
So for Charlie, he's lucky. He's very naturally a powerful kicker, but I wouldn't say it's from, and that's for GA. They're not the biggest, they're not the mad on the gym. They kind of just do a bit of core and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Gym wouldn't be a huge issue because you have to be very fit to play it. So for Charlie, he just has natural strength. And then in fairness, since he got to New Orleans, he has put on a few pounds of muscle, and that's only helped him being around massive guys like Chase Young and stuff. That's kind of motivating him to do a bit more gym. So I can only imagine getting stronger and stronger each year he does this, that the bigger kicks will come way more into range. So I'd say the ceiling for Charlie, or hope for him, is he can be a long-time NFL veteran, one of the top point scorers in New Orleans Saints ever, is the plan, and hopefully he can compete with the likes of John Kearney and stuff eventually for kind of kicking record and stuff. So that's kind of the goal for him.
80 yards out of the question.
I wouldn't say no to that. I think eventually Charlie could get there.
Wow.
I have belief in him.
Awesome. Hey, thank you. I appreciate your time. I really do. I hope you all have a happy new year.
No worries. Happy New Year to you
as well.
We'll
talk to you again, Darryl. You bet. Darryl Leader, he runs a kicking clinic. A lot of interest in Dublin, a lot of interest in Ireland and the international player program. We thought it was interesting to take you behind the scenes of what goes on in Charlie's head as he's trying one of those field goals. And that's something. 80 yards, don't rule it out. Traffic now, WWL.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.